From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A chartered jet carrying 10 deported Russian agents has landed in Vienna, the latest move in a spy swap between the U.S. and Russia. The 10 were deported last night after admitting to acting as unregistered foreign agents for Russia, a much less serious charge than espionage. In Moscow, NPR's David Green reports Russia appears to have done its part in the swap, with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev issuing a pardon for four people convicted of spying for the West.
A spokeswoman from Medvedev told a Russian news service the president pardoned four people. They include Igor Sudyagin, Alexander Zaporozhsky, Gennady Vasilenko, and Sergei Skripal. All were imprisoned on espionage charges. Igor Sudyagin, for his part, told family he was bound for Vienna. And that, according to U.S. officials, is where 10 Russian agents were to land on a charter plane after pleading guilty in a New York court. Robert Baum, an attorney for Anna Chapman, said she'd been held under harsh conditions at a Brooklyn jail.
She was permitted to leave the cell for 1 hour per day. She was not permitted to make any phone calls. She was not permitted to have any visitors except her counsel.
While Chapman was accused of laptop-to-laptop contact with a Russian official, the lawyer insisted she never met with Russian officials and never passed on information. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
At least 40 people are dead in Pakistan after a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle detonated explosions outside the office of a senior government official near the Afghan border. Dozens of others were injured. A tribal area has been the focus of anti-Taliban efforts by security forces. Dozens of people have been arrested in Oakland, California, after protesters took to the streets to express anger over a jury's verdict in the case of a white former transit police officer accused of killing an unarmed black passenger. Some of the protesters smashed windows, looted some stores, and set fires. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the former officer was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
Prosecutors argue that Johannes Messerly intentionally shot 22-year-old Oscar Grant on New Year's Day 2009. Grant was lying face down on an Oakland train platform when he was shot. But a jury found the shooting was unintentional, although Messerly acted with criminal negligence. The involuntary manslaughter conviction was denounced by Grant's mother, Wanda Johnson.
My son was murdered, and the law has not held the officer accountable the way that he should have been held accountable.
Messerly faces a possible sentence of 2 to 4 years in prison with potentially additional time for using a gun. The case was moved from Oakland due to pretrial publicity. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
North Korea's official news agency says an American who's being held on charges of illegally entering the country has tried to kill himself. The report claims the suicide attempt by Aijil Amali Gomes was prompted by his strong guilty conscience. Gomes is serving a sentence of 8 years of hard labor. This is NPR News in Washington. The Obama administration is putting new pressure on BP to step up work on two efforts to increase the amount of oil captured from the gushing well on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's David Schaefer reports administration officials are also set to issue a new moratorium on deepwater offshore oil drilling after a federal appeals court rejected arguments for reimposing a drilling ban that was lifted by a lower court.
In a 2-1 ruling, the Federal Appeals Court panel agrees with the lower court judge's decision to lift the moratorium on deepwater drilling, saying the government failed to show how it would be irreparably harmed. But it does not appear any of the 33 suspended exploratory deepwater well drilling projects are likely to resume anytime soon, given the uncertainty of how long they'd be allowed to do so. A spokeswoman for the Interior Department says Secretary Ken Salazar will soon issue a revised order banning drilling below 500 feet that will address the court's concerns. Based on what's been learned from the BP well blowout that is still spewing massive amounts of oil into the Gulf, the spokeswoman says it's increasingly clear oil companies may not have adequate spill containment and response capabilities. David Schaefer, NPR News, New Orleans.
More people are being evacuated from low-lying communities along the Rio Grande in Texas as heavy rains increase the chance of flooding downstream. 6 to 8 inches of additional rain is expected, and the river has already swollen with rain from Hurricane Alex. A teenager in Oklahoma is dead after being swept to her death by waters from downpours in that state. Authorities say the girl was playing in a drainage ditch when a gush of water carried her off. Friends who were there say they were unable to help her. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.